Hi, I'm your host, Kurt Bruner, and thanks for listening. A number of churches all across the country are becoming part of a movement, a faith-at-home movement, where they're calling their congregations to become more intentional than ever about building God-honoring marriages and about instilling faith in the next generation in the context of the home. Well, you're about to hear a presentation, a short excerpt from a larger presentation given by Pastor Steve Stroop of Lake Point Church. Lake Point was one of the early pioneers in this movement that launched the Home Point strategy that other churches are adopting. But Pastor Stroop here calls his congregation to a vision of what it means to be Jesus at home. So I think you'll find this presentation encouraging and inspiring as you begin to become more intentional in your home.
We must be Jesus in our homes as we build God-honoring families. We're going to give an inordinate amount of attention and resources to reestablishing the home as the primary place where faith is inspired and nurtured. Some of you have already heard us begin to talk about Home Point. And it's going to be a place where you can walk into 52 weekends out of the year and you can get help and resources for your marriage to make your marriage stronger. Because we believe the best gift that you could ever give your children is a mom and dad who love one another, who are modeling out what Christian, you can clap for that. Do not tell me you love your kids if you don't love your wife. Do not tell me you love your kids if you don't love your husband. The best thing you could ever give them is a healthy, growing marriage that models Christianity of what it looks like in the home. And there are going to be resources there to help you be a better parent and to be a parent who leads out in faith. See, we live in a service economy, and as a result of that, we've just about outsourced everything. We've outsourced lawn care. We've outsourced the cleaning of our windows. We've outsourced pool cleaning. We've outsourced our laundry. And unfortunately, some of us have outsourced spiritual formation for our children. You can't do it. You're more influential than any other person in your child's life. And we can do the best we can here at church in the few hours that we have your children, but they live with you. And very quickly, you can undo anything that we could ever do. And if they're not hearing about faith, if they're not having faith conversations with their parents, if they're not praying in the home, if they're not reading the Bible in the home, if they're not serving Christ as young Christians with their parents, it's very doubtful that what we do here is going to stick in their life. And so we're going to give an inordinate amount of help to you. We do have a role to play. Our role is to help you nurture faith in your own children. Now, why is that so important? First of all, because the Bible commands it. In Deuteronomy, the sixth chapter, verses 5 through 9, it says this: "And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And these words which I'm commanding you today shall first of all be on your heart." Friends, you can't give your kids something you don't have. Part of nurturing the faith in your own kids is to get your own faith growing again and make a commitment of your own life to Jesus Christ. Not just to be a believer, but to be a growing, strong believer. And then notice it goes on to say, "And you shall teach them diligently." A strong word there, diligently, to your sons, "and you shall talk of them when you sit down in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up." It's about doing life together and nurturing faith in your family. Look at verse 8, "And you shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontals on your forehead, and you shall write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gates." Friends, faith in the home ought to be evident to your kids. I sat next to a lady this week on a plane who grew up in a Christian home and was confused. Her parents claimed to be followers of Christ, and yet she had already, out of hand, rejected the faith of her mom and dad because she didn't see it as being real or relevant. Certainly wasn't clear. God forbid that that should happen in any of our homes. But here's what we do know. We know that kids tell us that their parents are the most influential people in their lives when it comes to faith. The Search Institute did a survey, and they asked kids, who has the most influence on what you believe about religion and about faith? And mom came in number one. Mom was chosen as one of the top five answers by 87%, the highest number that any category, any individual received. Dad was number two, 61% said dad. And together, mom and dad, both of them, were two to three times more influential than any other program at church. Any program at church. Now, here's a sad thing. We're losing the battle. We're losing the battle. And back in 1990, it was asked in America, what religion are you a part of? And 86% said Christianity. 10 years later, one decade later, that same question was asked, and it went from 86% down to 76%. Friends, in one decade, we lost 10% of the population of America identifying themselves as followers of Jesus Christ. And I think the number one culprit are parents who are not winning their own children. Here's what we know to be a fact. Studies have told us that children who grow up in church, follow this, children who grow up in church, who have parents who take them to church, that at least 75% of them, by the time they're sophomores in college, have walked away from the faith. 3 out of 4. And you say, well, now, Steve, college is a time where you're kind of experimenting, you kind of wander off. That's fine. Studies also indicate that only 1/3 of them are coming back. Now, you do the math with me. 75% of our kids who grew up in church, it's not secular kids, grew up in church, are walking away from the faith. Only 1/3 of them are coming back. That means we're losing half of the kids who are growing up in church. I would submit to you that's not the church's fault. That's the fault of the home. We do have a role, and I want to assume that role, and I want to assume that fault. And that is, we've not done a good enough job of equipping you as parents to disciple your own children. And that's going to change. And in the next 3 years and beyond that, we're going to give an inordinate amount of emphasis and resources to help you be the parent that God has called you to be. See, here's the truth. Less than 10% of children who have parents who go to church have faith discussion, value discussions with their parents in the home. Less than 10%. Can you imagine that? In other words, we're driving all the way to church and we're dropping our kids off and we're going to our activities and we're driving all the way back home and then we're living life together and nobody is talking about what went on at church. Nobody's praying together. Nobody's reading the Bible together. That has got to change if we're going to change the tide of losing half of our own children. And that's my vision for us as a church.